Well, we're moving on.
I gotta say, George, I am very impressed with your setup here. You got all the latest equipment.
Oh, yeah, well, look, you ain't seen nothing yet. Next week, we get this machine that not only rips the buttons off your shirt, it writes a note of apology at the same time.
Yeah. Here, you might as well look these contracts over.
Okay.
I think my restaurant chain and the Jefferson Cleaners can do a little business together.
Wrong. We're going to do a lot of business together. Your dirty tablecloths are my word from now on. But I don't mind because there's lots of gravy in that there gravy.
Hi, Pop.
Hey, Lionel. Glad you dropped in. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Frank Howard, a future business associate of mine. This is my son, Lionel. He's an engineer, smart as a whip.
How you doing?
Hi, Lionel.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Hey, can I talk to you for a minute, Pop?
Sure. Excuse me a minute, Frank.
Sure.
What can I do for you, son?
Look, Pop, Mom and I have been thinking. Now, you know Jenny's folks are having an anniversary next week.
That's their problem.
Now, wait a minute. Look, we're the only family that the Willises really have. Their own parents never get together with them.
That's because they got good taste.
Now, listen, Pop. Look, we were thinking it would be a great idea if you could throw a party for them. It would kind of cement the family together. Now, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the Willises would look great in cement.
Come on, Pop, I'm serious.
No, you ain't, you dumb.
Pop!
Look, ain't no way I'm throwing no party for no Willises, no dice.
That's your last word?
No, I got three more. Stop wasting my time.
Okay, forget it.
Your son upset about something?
Nah, he'll get over it. He bought himself a lot of trouble and wants me to help him with it.
What kind of trouble?
Well, he married one of them mixed-up families.
What do you mean, mixed up?
Zebra City. He's white, she's black, the kids are medium rare. Well, that's what happens when you're dumb enough to marry the wrong color. Oh, yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
No, you can't do anything for her, but I'll do something for you. Jean, this is George Jefferson. George, I'd like for you to meet Mrs. Howard, my wife.
So happy to meet you. Look, did I come too soon or something?
No, as a matter of fact, we just finished.
Wait a minute, Frank, you got me all wrong.
No, I've got you right, George.
Look, I was just making in-law jokes. Everybody makes in-law jokes. Black, white, yellow.
How about zebras?
That was just to make the joke funnier. That don't mean I really feel that way.
Yeah, right, George.
Don't mind my husband, Mr. Jefferson. He's a little oversensitive on the subject of race.
Oh, I see. Well, look, you two don't have to feel uncomfortable around me. I mean, hell, some of my best friends are black and white. Like my good friends, the Willises. Lovely people, especially him. He's the white one.
Okay, we believe you. Goodbye, George.
Wait a minute, we ain't signed nothing yet.
That's right.
Look, Frank. I'm going to prove to you that I'm not the kind of guy you think I am. It just so happens that my dear, warm, close in-laws, the Willises, are coming over for dinner tomorrow night, and I'd like you two to join us. 7:30 sound okay?
Sounds okay to me.
Jean, look.
No, Frank, come on. Now, Mr. Jefferson is bending over backwards to show you that you're wrong about him.
You love the Willises.
Frank.
Well, all right, we'll come to dinner.
Out of sight. We'll get to know each other better. And one thing you'll learn about me, Frank, the color of a person's skin don't matter to me.
I'm glad to hear that, George. I'll see you tomorrow evening.
Right, Frank. I'm looking forward to seeing you too, Mrs. White. How? Hey, Weezy, the table looks great.
Oh, thank you. I'm really looking forward to meeting the Howards. And I'm so pleased you asked the Willises to join us. I just can't get over that.
Ain't no big thing. I mean, the Willises and I have had our differences, but they're part of the family now.
Oh, that's nice.
Maybe not the front part.
George!
Just kidding. I love them. I love them.
Maybe now you'll throw that anniversary party for the Willises.
I don't love them that much. Hey, wait a minute. How come that avocado dip looks so funny?
Because it's clam dip.
Green clam dip?
Well, it didn't look too appetizing sitting there all lumpy and white, so I decided to fix it up.
How does it taste?
How come clam dip that looks like avocado dip tastes like peppermint?
What do you think turned it green?
Peppermint clam dip.
It sweetens your breath while it sours your stomach.
But I hate peppermint.
Good, because that's for your guests.
That's the door, Florence.
It sure is.
Never mind, George. I'll get it. Oh, hi. Come on in.
Hi, Louise.
George, it's Tom and Helen.
Well. This is my favorite in-laws, the Willises. Am I glad to see you. Thank you for coming. Have a seat. Make yourselves comfortable.
Tom, would you please pinch me?
Sure. May I pick my spot?
I just want to make sure I'm not dreaming. I've never felt so welcome before.
Well, don't fight the feeling. George has turned over a new leaf, and I think it's wonderful.
Okay, what'll it be?
I'll have a glass of wine, please.
What about you, Tom, old buddy?
Scotch, please.
Coming up.
How about this? No arguments, no insults? Isn't this nice, Helen?
Well, it's different.
I know what you mean, Helen. I can't get over it myself. George just decided to accept things as they are for the sake of the families.
What's so strange about that? A man can't keep his head buried in the sand all of his life.
You almost made it.
Now, don't start anything, Helen. It's about time Lionel and Jenny had a family they can enjoy. Not like our in-laws. Your parents have never gotten over the fact that I'm white.
That's because you never got over being white. Just kidding. I just wanted to show you what the old George used to be like.
I can still remember what the old George used to be like, as if it were only yesterday.
It was only yesterday.
I think there's something wrong with this scotch.
What are you talking about? That's 12-year-old scotch, the best in the house.
That's what's wrong with it.
Huh?
What happened to that 6-week-old stuff you used to give me?
Oh, I threw that garbage out. Nothing but the best for you from now on.
What do you say to that, Helen?
I believe.
Say, maybe now you two could come up to our place for dinner sometime.
Sure.
How about next week?
How about next year?
What?
Well, I don't want to become a pest.
Oh, I see your table is set for 6. Who else is coming? Anyone we know?
I don't think so. Frank and Jean Howard. Frank and George might be doing business together.
You're going to love them. You'll find you have a lot in common.
Oh, like what?
Lots of things, like,
Is he in the publishing business?
No. He owns a chain of restaurants.
Well, do they live in this neighborhood?
No.
Do they go to our church?
Uh-uh.
Are they a man and a woman?
Yeah!
Then that's it.
There's more, isn't there, George? Are the Howards by any chance an interracial couple?
I don't know. I never noticed.
Uh-huh. I knew we're here because we're just like them, huh?
That's wrong. You ain't nothing like them. He's black and she's white.
George, you didn't tell me that...
Of course he didn't, because then you would know what he was up to.
That's right. We'd all know what he was up to. What's he up to?
Exploiting us.
George exploiting you?
Certainly, he's using us to get to the Howards. We're nothing but his token zebra couple.
Let's go, Helen.
Wait a minute, you got me all wrong. It's just a coincidence that they're mixed up like you. I mean, I really want you to stay.
Well, what do you say, Helen?
Well,
because if you leave now, you blow a big deal for me.
Now do you see what he's up to?
Let's get out of here.
Well, Mr. Wonderful, you've done it again. How could you do that to Tom and Helen?
Don't get on me now, Weezy. I got more important things to think about.
Like what?
Like, where am I going to find another integrated couple this time of night?
That's all right, Miss Jefferson. I'll get that.
Don't answer that door.
Why not?
You got to go to the bathroom.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because your slip is showing. Louise, it's the Howards.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, George. I'm sorry we're late.
You're not late, you're the first.
Oh, the Willises aren't here yet?
No, but they're coming.
They are?
Sure, they'll be here any minute.
But they just
called to say they're coming right now. Well, now, isn't this nice? Oh, Weezy, I gotta get this door fixed. Well, don't just stand there, Weezy. Show our guests around.
But, George...
Starting with the kitchen.
But maybe they'd like to freshen up first.
But, Weezy, they already freshened up before they left the house. You see how clean they look?
We'd love to see the kitchen, wouldn't we, Frank?
Yeah, that sounds like a real thrill.
Take your time, Weezy. Don't rush around. I'm sure they want to see everything.
What's the big idea, Mr. Jefferson? My slip ain't showing. I ain't even wearing no slip.
Florence, dear.
Uh-oh, look out, Florence. Here comes trouble.
Florence, dear, I want you to do me a favor.
Big trouble.
Come on, Florence. All I want you to do is pretend to be Helen Willis.
Pretend to be Miss Willis? What for?
For 10 minutes.
You're crazy.
Look, a week off of full pay.
You're beginning to make more sense.
Good.
This ain't something bad, is it?
Florence, would I do something bad?
Is Jimmy Carter Baptist?
How can it be bad? It's business. All I want you to do is act like you're Helen Willis, then say you got a headache and go home.
How can I go home when I'm already home?
Pretend to go home.
And how am I going to look like Miss Willis?
You just stick your nose in the air, talk proper, and put on your best dress.
My best dress? That'll cost you extra.
You got it. Now go in the bedroom and get changed.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Jefferson, sir. Here's that extra scotch you ordered.
Oh, yeah, Ralph, thanks.
Haven't you forgotten something, sir?
Later, Ralph, I got a problem here. Ralph. Hey! That's it. You're number two.
Well, sir, I do try harder.
Am I glad to see you?
Well, thank you, sir. And I'm very glad.
Well, it's lovely. Decorated it beautifully.
Thank you. Would you like to see the bedroom?
No bedrooms. The bedrooms are out.
What?
Not until I've seen the view. I'm sure the Howards would love to see the terrace.
We would?
Absolutely.
George, it's cold out there.
But it's good cold. It's healthy for you. Smell that air. Ah, look at the view.
But George is freezing.
That's when the air is clearest. Come on out, Weezy. Enjoy yourself. Ralph, where you going?
I can take the hint, sir.
Look, Ralph, listen carefully because I don't have much time. I want you to do me a favor.
A favor, sir?
I want you to pretend that you're Tom Willis, then say your wife's got a headache and go home.
Mrs. Willis is ill? I'm sorry to hear that.
Not Mrs. Willis, Florence.
Oh, Florence. Maybe she's been working too hard.
Oh, she ain't Florence, she's Mrs. Willis.
Oh, maybe you've been working too hard, sir?
Damn it, Ralph, I tell you, you listen, I don't have much time. Look, there's a guy in there that wants to meet the Willises. They walked out on me. Now, I need them to clinch a big deal. Now, Florence has volunteered to be Mrs. Willis, and I want you to be Mr. Willis.
Oh. I don't know if I could get away with being Mr. Willis.
It's easy. Just act dumb. Nobody will know the difference.
Sir.
Look, Ralph, just go downstairs, put on your street suit, and come right back up.
But, sir, I'm on duty now. Too many people depend on me for cabs, packages, deliveries. No, I couldn't do it.
It's $50 in it for you.
I couldn't do it for anybody but you, sir.
Hurry down. Get in the closet.
What?
Get in the closet.
Oh, you're right, George. It's lovely out there.
Yes, but it's cold. I could use a drink to warm me up.
What will it be?
Oh, scotch and water.
Yeah, I'll have the same.
You got it? Just as soon as you've seen our bedroom.
The bedroom?
Oh, yeah, the tour's not complete until you've seen our bedroom.
Well, if that's the price of a drink around here, let's go see the bedroom, huh?
Oh, no, there's nothing special about it.
Nothing special? I love our bedroom so much I go in it 2 or 3 times a day just to look.
Now, George...
Oh, my dear, don't argue with that. If your husband loves his bedroom that much, you must have one hell of a marriage.
Well, okay, this way to the bedroom.
Don't you ever push me in no closet again. Do you know that light goes out when you close that door?
Come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
Out.
That ain't part of our deal.
Look, you're going out in the hall and wait for Ralph.
For what?
Because he's your husband.
Have you gone crazy?
Look, he's playing Tom Wilson, you're playing Hella Wilson. Now get out there and wait for him.
Let my husband come down here and wait for me.
Flossie, look.
Dummy.
You can't help the way you look.
Well, that's the end of the tour, unless George wants you to see the roof.
Well, look who's here. My dear friend Helen Willis.
Very pleased to meet you. I'm Jean Howard, and this is my husband, Frank.
I are charmed.
I know what you're gonna say, Wheezy. How come the drinks ain't ready yet? I'll explain it to you later. Just play along. Make yourselves comfortable, everybody. Drinks are coming up.
Good. I'll have champagne.
What?
There's a bottle in the refrigerator on the second shelf. Champagne is the only thing my husband and I ever drink.
By the way, where is your husband?
Oh, he'll be down in a minute. He had to go back upstairs and change his suit.
Why?
It got wrinkled coming down in the elevator. And he's so sedity.
You finished making the drinks, Wheezy? I'll get the door.
Why don't you let Florence get it?
Because she went home while you were in the kitchen.
Why?
Her mother's very sick.
Her mother is dead.
Well, you can't get no sicker than that.
I got here as quick as I could, sir.
Oh, great. Come on. Frank and Jean, this is Tom Willis, my old buddy.
Oh. Pleased to meet you.
And of course you remember your wife, Helen.
Oh, yes, of course. Hello, my darling.
George, I would like to talk to you in the kitchen.
Not now, Weezy. I'm sure my old buddy Tom would like a drink.
Yes, sir. I'll have a scotch and soda, sir.
Sir. Oh, that's a little private joke. Tom has such a great sense of humor.
Well, I guess he needs it. Like we did when we first got married. 15 years ago.
Yeah. Feels just like 20. How long have you two been married?
25 years.
Which is it?
25 years.
Actually, they're both right. You see, they were married 25 years ago, and then after 18 years, they had a second wedding. Like me and Wheezy did. Remember Wheeze?
Yeah, and I must have been crazy to do it.
No, I think second weddings are very romantic.
I was talking about the first one.
Well, what do you do, Willis?
I'm a doorman.
Doorman Publications. He's a publisher.
Oh, I've never heard of them. What kind of books do you publish?
Books people read.
That's the best kind.
No. What are some of your titles?
I don't have any titles. Just call me Mister.
He means book titles.
Oh, of course we give all our books titles. Otherwise, people wouldn't know what to ask for when they went to the
I remember when Frank and I first started out in business. Whew, the opposition we met. Has your marriage caused any problems with your company?
No, I've never had any marriage problems.
From the look on your wife's face, I don't think she quite agrees with that. What are you thinking, Helen?
I'm thinking, how come I ain't had none of that champagne yet?
Are you sure you want a drink, Helen, dear?
I'm positive, honey.
But you know it's bad for your headache.
I don't have a headache.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I'll have another scotch and soda, old buddy.
The Jeffersons are always so hospitable.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lionel. You remember Frank Howard?
Oh, yeah, hi.
And that's his wife, Jean.
Well, how do you do?
Hey, before...
You don't have time to talk to your in-laws. Jenny called.
But what?
Jenny called and dinner's ready.
But, Pop, why is Florida...
Shame on you, Lionel, keeping your wife waiting like that.
But, Pop, you don't...
Oh, my goodness. I'm just training him to be a good son-in-law. Your Jenny deserves the best.
Thank you, Georgie dear.
Okay, now, where were we?
In the middle of making your good friend Tom a drink.
Oh, yeah. Then you could all join me in a toast.
To what?
To the big deal me and Frank are going to make. Right, Frank?
Right, George. We got a deal.
Great!
But I still doesn't have no champagne.
Coming right up, Helen, dear. You deserve it.
Doorbell, Louise.
Thank you, Helen. Remind me to talk to you tomorrow about hiring a new maid.
Hello, Louise.
Oh, what are you two doing back?
We just bumped into Lionel.
Here's the champagne. Wrong year.
You come in now. You come right
now. No, no, I'm not going
to. Right now. George. I think you ought to have the pleasure of making the introductions.
Oh, you must be Mr. and Mrs. Howard.
That's right.
I'm Florence Johnston, the Jefferson's maid.
You are? Oh, yes, it sure is.
And I'm Ralph. I work in the building.
And I don't know who I am.
I just stopped by to see if you needed any help throwing that big party.
What big party?
The big bash you're throwing for the Willis's anniversary next week.
I ain't throwing no party for no Willis's anniversary.
Really? And after all they've just done for you?
And you don't want them to stop, do you?
Well, maybe just a little party.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Willis. I hope we didn't spoil the surprise.
Ain't nothing gonna surprise me after tonight. Well, what a very nice thing to do for your friend's anniversary.
Oh, George is like that. And he was just kidding about the little party. When George does something, he goes all the way. Don't you, George?
Yep.
He's renting a private dining room?
I am.
And hiring an orchestra, right?
Orchestra. And he's inviting all of Willis's friends.
All of them.
And the best caterer in town.
Yes, and he's ordering a lot of champagne.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.